Hello, everybody. Welcome to or welcome back to Remix Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Tombe, and thank you so much for joining me on episode 16. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I know we took a little bit of a break last week as I did a story takeover, so that was really interesting. I realized I didn't actually get to all the questions, but maybe one day I'll do that again, or maybe we'll do a live. It was really weird because I had work all day. But I loved getting to kind of talk to some of you guys and answer a few of your questions. One of the main ones being, when are we going to start having guests on the podcast? And that will be very, very soon, coming up with season 2. So be on the lookout for that. If you have somebody that you would want on the podcast, maybe somebody that I've mentioned or something like that, please let me know. I'm open to all suggestions. So my DMs are always open for that. But thank you guys for joining me this week. It's been a doozy. It has. But I am back. I'm feeling better. And excited to talk to you guys today. I think I have just got to talk to some of you guys about the episode, the most recent friendship episode. And a lot of you guys really liked that one or felt touched by that. And so I always love hearing your stories and stuff like that. Because I think sometimes it gets really, like, sometimes you get in your head about, like, am I actually, like, helping anybody? Is anybody, you know, gaining anything from this or whatever the case is? And so hearing that you guys are you know, learning and growing and stuff like that, I think just reminds me of my why. So please keep sharing. I'm glad that I was able to make an impact and or change or add a new perspective to some of you guys. And also, I want to learn from you guys as well. So I love having those conversations and stuff like that. And I really want to do more advice segments. I'm in a mentorship program, and one of my co's had put this idea of doing like an advice session. So she gave everybody a piece of paper, and then everybody put their, you know, questions that they had or things that they were struggling with in a little pencil pouch, and everybody put something, and we had really good dialogue and conversation. And I think it made me realize that a lot of people don't have like a network of people that they feel like they can really lead on. And so if I could be that for somebody, and so, you know, send any questions, concerns. I typically do it through Google Form, so it's anonymous. But if you don't care, you can DM me and stuff like that. And we could have like a live advice session or segment at the end of some podcast episodes. So let me know. And yeah, I realize that not everybody who listens to podcasts follows the Instagram, but it is Remix Reality Podcast on Instagram. Or you can follow my Instagram, lily.tombe. On Instagram, you can DM me, be like, hey, I'm from the podcast. I have a question or I have advice that I need. And I'll be sure to look into that. But since it's, you know, spring, getting into summer, we talk about things changing. We talk about growing pains. We talk about, you know, spring cleaning out with the old and with the new, like we already talked about. And I think I realize that even through all that, sometimes you just don't know everything, right? There are some things I would say within the past couple weeks that I thought I'd figured out by now, which gets me into today's podcast episode title and subject, things I thought I'd figured out by now. Because I think there's a lot of things. I just got out of an interview, and one of the questions that they had asked me kind of sparked this thought to me. It's like, there are things that, you know, I thought that I knew by now, things that I thought that I was over, things that I thought, you know, didn't affect me as much. And then I just came to the realization that that isn't necessarily true. And I think the part of growing and being the best version of yourself is understanding that you don't know everything 24/7. And so here are some things that I thought I had figured out by now that I didn't. Some of them will be shared with some stories and situations and stuff like that. And yeah, so I hope maybe you can see yourself in some of these and you're like, oh crap, I thought I understood that too. And there are a couple in here that I definitely want to have a whole podcast episode dedicated to. But for now, we're going to talk about all of these. So I think there's a lot of expectations when we see like, oh my gosh, like I'm in my healing era. And I think social media in particular kind of makes that very, how do I say this? It's like on the forefront of everything, like healing. I don't know if anybody's on like healing TikTok or like you need to heal. I'm not, but like I've seen, they're like, you do need to be on that. But I think there's just a lot of like discourse surrounding what healing looks like. That if you're healing, that means you need to be sitting by the beach journaling 24/7 and going on walks and connecting with nature and all that stuff. But I think sometimes healing looks like sitting in your bed and crying. And this could be for everything. It could be thinking that you had overcome that mental health thing. It could be that you thought you're over that person, or you're mourning the loss of a friendship or something that you thought was going to be in your life forever. And so I think we have this idea that process of getting over it, quote unquote, because I don't think that we're I think everything in life that we have was there for a reason. I don't think we necessarily need to have the mindset of I need to get over it, but more so like I can move on from the situation. I can extract good things out of it. I can extract lessons and things that I wish I knew, but I don't need to get over it necessarily. And so I think we have this weird idea that healing looks like I'm never going to think about that thing or that person or whatever ever again. But no, I think it's kind of how we compartmentalize. Is that a word? I think it is. That in our brain, I think, is what healing looks like. And so I think on that note, I would say one, healing looks different for everybody. And two, healing is not linear. I think when we get this in our head, it reminds us that like we're human. Like, it's okay to not, you know, have a good day 24/7. I think 99.9% of us, you know, actually everybody struggles. Everybody is going through something. And just because today wasn't as good as yesterday or the day before does not mean that you're broken or does not mean that your process of healing is, it doesn't mean that you lost any progress if you had a bad day. I think if anything, allowing yourself to feel that you had a bad day is also showing that you're healing. Somebody who would, you know, keep all my emotions to myself and all that stuff. Like if I was able to show that, it was like weird. I rarely cry. And so if I cry, you know, it's something that is really getting me worked up over. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm crying. Like what is wrong with me? And then I realized like, you're fine. You're healing. You're allowing yourself to feel those emotions that you used to suppress. And I think that's great. Obviously crying 24/7 isn't going to be very beneficial to you, but if you need to do it, you need to do it. But on that note, just understand that healing looks different for everybody and healing is not a linear process. You're not going to be going from, you know, A to B to C to D every single day. Like sometimes you're going to go, I don't know, from Z to A. I don't know. It's not always going to be a straight line. And I think that's the beauty of it. Second, I would say on that similar note, healing and growing takes a level of self-accountability that a lot of us don't have. I think in situations, it's really easy to push blame on other people, but I think where it gets hard is we're typically not going to receive an apology from a lot of people. And so a lot of us think that our healing is attached to their ability to acknowledge that they hurt you. But I think oftentimes healing looks like understanding where you were wrong in the situation and apologizing to yourself. I think sometimes we're the biggest critic. And I talked about how that can be a good thing, but I think where it can be a negative thing is we're so like, we don't like to forgive ourselves. I think a lot of the built up shame and stuff that you have isn't, you know, from other people, but it's that internalized battle you have with yourself. And I think sometimes you just need to, you know, apologize to yourself and all that, which sounds weird, but I think growing and healing requires a bunch of self accountability. And it's something that's scary to people. It's scary to look at a situation in which you for sure thought the other person was in the wrong and understand where your faults were, but then learn from them and grow from them and proceed in that situation. I didn't want to say get over it because I said I don't like that terminology, but I think moving forward with that. I think one thing that I thought I learned by now was that you need to advocate for yourself. People aren't going to come and save you a lot of the times. It's going to require you to stand up for yourself. And I think I realized that. Like, if you don't stand up for yourself, if you don't fight the fight for yourself, then sometimes, you know, a lot of people aren't going to. And I think be that person for yourself until you have somebody to be that for you. And I think even if somebody comes into your life and is that for you, I think you can also still be that for yourself. And I think this goes with everything from like school to like social justice and all that stuff is like you can be your biggest advocate. And I think you should be your biggest advocate as well. Because I think obviously there's people in your life who love you and want to see you be successful and want to see you thrive and all that stuff. But I think you should also want that for yourself. And so advocate for yourself. It's scary, right? It looks like, you know, admitting that, you know, you don't know, have everything figured out. Sometimes it takes admitting that you are unhappy with a particular situation and you might be scared about all that stuff. But I think one thing that I did learn and that I did figure out recently is that like I will always stand up for people, and I think sometimes it gets me in trouble, but I kind of have this like I don't care mentality in the sense that like I realize that I would much rather face the consequences of standing my ground and standing up for what I believe in than continuing to live a life that just passes me by and being continuously unhappy because I just let people walk all over me. And so yeah, I would say advocate for yourself. On a similar note, I think vulnerability does not equal weakness. I think society has conditioned us to thinking that, you know, being vulnerable means that there's something wrong with you or yada, yada, yada. But I listened to the Psychology of Your 20s podcast. I love that podcast. And the episode was on, I think it was high functioning depression is what she called it. And she was talking about that. And I honestly would encourage a lot of you guys to go listen to it. It was a really amazing podcast episode. But I think she was talking about vulnerability. And one thing that stuck out with me is she said that oftentimes, like, we're choosing not to be vulnerable with people because we're scared of how we're going to be perceived. But she had said, you can't spend your entire life trying to make everyone's life easier and more comfortable, especially when it makes it harder for yourself. And so I think a lot of us will kind of go through things and keep things bottled up because we're like, if I tell this person this, then I'm going to be an inconvenience to everybody, or I am going to be looked at as weak or whatever the case is. But then you're just continuing to live a life that's miserable and you're in a very dark place, and it gets extremely isolating when you continue to tell yourself that you being vulnerable equals weakness. I think it actually takes a lot of strength to be vulnerable. I think there's a lot of beauty and vulnerability. I think it's something that I am still working through, which is why it's in this episode of things I thought I'd figured out by now. But vulnerability doesn't equal weakness. I think in a way, being vulnerable kind of makes your situations and circumstances feel a lot more real. And that is a really scary thing to think about. Like, verbalizing things that happen to you or whatever the case is not always the easiest process, but I think it makes the healing process a lot easier. I think when we let people in, I think letting people into your mess doesn't necessarily seem like the most ideal situation for a lot of us, but I think in a way it keeps us accountable. In a way it builds a network of people who are going to love us and support us. But on that similar note, don't do this with everybody. I don't think everybody needs to know your deepest, darkest secrets. I don't think everybody needs to know the trauma that you've been through. And stuff like that. I think having access to parts of you and having access to things that you've been through in a way is a privilege, and one that I think is gained through trust. However, don't be your own reason why you're not, you know, being vulnerable with people, if that makes sense. I think you could go through this cycle in your brain in which you're like, I can't trust anybody, therefore I can't be vulnerable with anybody, and then you just continue this cycle. No, I think find good company and people who you can rely on and who can rely on you. And I think vulnerability will become natural, but I think it's a process. Like, I need to have some sort of trust with you in order for me to be able to be vulnerable with you and share the different things that I'm going through. But yeah, vulnerability doesn't mean you're weak. I think it actually shows a lot of strength. And I think the strength specifically comes in highlighting and acknowledging that you don't have everything figured out. And I think that podcast, honestly, every single episode I listen to changes my mind or changes my world. And I know that sounds dramatic, but I think it's like, all of her podcasts that she talks about is like rooted in psychological things. And so she talks a lot about some things that we also talk about on here, but she talks about the psychology of it because she has a psychology background. I dabbled in psychology. So some of the stuff I'm saying you might agree with, some of the stuff but go to her if you want the scientific approach to a lot of things. But love that podcast so, so much. But yeah, I think I realized more recently, like, everybody is struggling. And I think that's one thing that makes me really sad is, like, we have been conditioned to think that that is, like, not okay to talk about. That, like, you need to pretend that you have everything all together. Like, I feel like there's multiple times, even this year, in which, like, the world was literally falling apart and we were expected to proceed with our life as normal. And to me, that is, like, such, it doesn't make any sense to me. And it was interesting because I did take math this entire year, and so I'm in my last stats class. And I'm in the quarter system, so I had to take 3 stats classes this year. And it was interesting seeing, like, how specifically the math teachers treated us. And I don't know why I'm giving this example, but I'm now in my, because you get a new teacher every quarter, but your classmates pretty much stay the same, give or take. And so it's a class of like 300 people. And so a lot of us have gotten to know each other pretty well through the process. But one thing that we always talk about is the teachers and the differences in the way the teachers treat us. And more specifically, towards the end of last quarter, my TA was talking about how she's really excited for us for our last quarter of math, because the instructor that we have is very, like, aware and very understanding, and is honestly finds it very interesting that, like, a lot of professors and institutions are expecting students to continue with life as normal, as if, like, the world isn't, like, falling apart. And more specifically, like, a lot of people are scared. They don't know what tomorrow's gonna look like. And so she was saying that she has a lot of empathy and understanding in that. And I think that's just, I think everybody is struggling, and I think people who are able to acknowledge that, and I don't want to say cater to that, but yeah, just acknowledging, like, the state of the world, I think, is something that is great. But I think everybody is going through something, and I think if we were a lot more open and honest with each other, I think it would be a lot less of hiding behind this mask of, like, I'm doing great, I'm fine. But I think this week was the first time, like, I'm not the if somebody asks me, like, how are you doing? Are you okay? Like, I think a lot of us ask that as a courtesy, but I think oftentimes a lot of people don't really care, right? Like, you're expecting the answer to be good. You're expecting the answer to be, I'm doing great. And I think a lot of us also aren't prepared for when the answer isn't, I'm doing great. And it was interesting because a friend had asked me this week, like, how I was doing. And I, for the first time, because they knew I wasn't okay, because I had had like a little bit of a meltdown, you know, but they had asked me if I was okay. And I was like, I'll be fine. And so I think in that, like, I acknowledged that I wasn't okay. But it wasn't just because of, like, there was a situation that happened, but it wasn't because of that. I think everything was just piling up. And then that was like my last straw. And so I was like, I will be fine. But I wasn't like, I'm good. Like, I understood that, like, I'm not good right now, but I know, like, I will be okay. And I think me even acknowledging that I wasn't okay in that moment, I think was really strong of me. And I think even that level of vulnerability, I think when you're vulnerable, it helps other people. And I think we create this network of support. But yeah, that's what I want to say on that one. You're not weak if you're vulnerable, okay? Okay, this one, you know, we talk about friendship a lot on this podcast, but I was going to say not everyone's going to like you. Something I thought I knew by now. I think it's something that I say all the time. Not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody has to like you. You probably don't like a lot of people, and that's okay. But I think when it happens to us, it feels a lot more personal, and especially when it happens out of nowhere. I had this friend in my math class, and she was very, very kind, very sweet. We used to, like, sit with each other sometimes and stuff like that. And then randomly this week I saw her and I smiled at her as we were, like, going into class, and she just looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, I was really confused. And then I was like, oh, maybe I just am, like, overthinking it. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong. And then I had texted her, because sometimes we'll text during class when we're not sitting next to each other, and she didn't respond. She didn't open it. And she posted a selfie on her story that day, like, literally right after. So I was like, this is really awkward. What did I do? And so I'm sitting here thinking of every single thing that I did potentially wrong, but I hadn't talked to her in a while. So I was really confused. And I was like, did I do something? Like, I was really sitting there trying to figure out, what did I do? Why doesn't she like me? And then I realized it's not that serious. If she doesn't like me for whatever reason, that is okay. And I don't think I need to sit here trying to backtrack on everything, every set thing that I've said to her, or whatever the case is. Maybe she just wasn't meant to be my friend. Maybe she was just meant to be, like, a classmate or an acquaintance last quarter. But I was like, oh, that's awkward. And I felt really bad, because I was like, I don't know what I did. And I wanted to figure out what I did. And I think I could say I wanted to figure out what I did in the guise of, like, being better. But in reality, I know I didn't do anything. So I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and lie and pretend that I want to figure out what I did in order to grow. I just want to figure out what I did to know what I did, if that makes sense. But yeah, not everybody's going to like you. I thought I figured that out, but that hurt. I was like, damn, like, she was really sweet. I wanted to be her friend. But anyways, maybe she's going to listen to this podcast episode. I was like, Lily, I don't hate you. Maybe she will text me and say, I do hate you. But either way, yeah, life is interesting. You know, some people just aren't vibing with you anymore, and that's okay. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a fault on my part or her part at all. People grow. Okay. Additionally, I want to say that I thought I would have figured out by now that only doors that were meant for me to walk through will open. And I think oftentimes I think especially during college application season, I talked about this, like, when I was in high school going into college, like, I made sure that I knew that, like, a rejection did not mean that there was something wrong with me. It just meant that that wasn't my space for me. And I think on a very similar note, like, every opportunity, every interview that you conduct, every job application that you submit, I truly believe that only doors that were meant for me to walk through will walk through. And it could just be that the door isn't going to open right now, maybe down the line. But I think it's something that I constantly need to remind myself, that rejection is simply just redirection, and that we are able to push through times that may feel really, really hard when we have that mindset that, like, hey, it just wasn't for you. And I think that can go for quite literally everything. It can go for lab opportunities. It can go for jobs. It can go for people, and understanding that, like, hey, if that person was meant for you, you know, you would be with them. I think sometimes it's easier said than done. I think the concept of rejection is painful, and I think that's, in a way, part of it. But I think just continuing to remind myself that only doors that were meant for me will open. So thought I figured that out by now, but maybe I'll learn soon. Okay. Next. This one, right? Protect your peace, please. Protect your peace, protect your energy. If you need to block that person, block that person. If you need to, you know, walk a different way to school, walk a different way to school. If you need to, what else? Quit? Nah, don't quit. But, you know, you get the gist. I would say nothing is worth stealing your peace like that. No person. And I need to hear this. One of my friends had to remind me. She's like, nobody is worth crashing out this much over. And amen, amen, amen. She really cooked with that one. I'm like, okay. But yeah, I just had to remind myself that you need to protect your peace and your energy. And if something is draining you so heavily, it's probably time to let it go. And I know times will get tough, and I know there's something called burnout and all those different things. But I would say if something is truly stealing your energy and your peace, you need to let it go. You need to let it go, right? Come on, Meghan Trainor. She said it. And let's do it, right? Let's put it into practice, because I think that is something that a lot of us don't do. So let's do it, okay? Okay. This is one that let's see how long I can talk about this next one. I think this one is very important. And so I want everybody to sit down, right? Sit. Sit. We're talking about this together. Let me just say, I watched Sinners, and I should do a whole review on that movie, but I will be watching it again. So I'm like, let me watch it again, and then maybe we'll talk about this. But I think one thing that movie taught me, I would say it's similar. Protect your energy and protect your peace. But also, I think in a similar way, people will oftentimes not even realize that they're broken or that they have a lot of, you know, healing that they need to do. And then they'll get into things that they're not ready for, then they'll hurt you, right? I think a lot of us have been in that situation in which like a friend just got over like a really hard friendship breakup, and then they're in, now they're projecting all of that onto you. And I don't think people typically mean to do it, but I think it's something that happens. And that's not fair to you. And I'm not saying that you need to isolate yourself in your healing journeys, but I think don't bleed on other people. I think it's really, really sad to be on the opposite side of that, if that makes sense. Like, it's sad to be the one who, you know, is now the victim of the terrible way that this person is treating you because they decided to, like, move on, not in the best way, if that makes sense. And so I guess my message with this is please take time to heal. Please take time to focus on yourself and grow and reflect on who you are. I think trying to like jump the gun right after you went through something really traumatic or whatever the case is typically isn't the best. And I think what sucks is oftentimes like you will stay in that, like for example me, like let's say I have a friend who, you know, like the example I just gave, like went through a really hard friendship breakup. Obviously me, I'm gonna want to stand by them and be with them, but then at some point in time, like their toxic ways that they are now projecting on me is going to affect you. And like I had just said, you got to protect your peace. And so with Sinners, I think that movie really taught us that like you, a lot of the darkness, quote unquote, that we let into our life are typically let in by us. And so that's why I say, like, protect your peace and protect who you let in your circle, because I don't think all oftentimes these people are doing it on purpose. I think they just truly are trying to move on and all that stuff. But if they're not aware that they're hurting you through the process of trying to healing, like, I think that through the process of trying to heal, I think that's when things get very, very tricky. And I think all these kind of connect with each other, but I feel like you need to put yourself first. And it's okay to put yourself first. And I think that's something that a lot of us, I think I am the type of person that like will drop everything for somebody if need be. And I do it out of not a sense of obligation, but out of like genuine want. And I think if you are that person or that friend who's always making sure that other people are okay, sometimes you just aren't okay through the process of doing that. And so, but sometimes I think you have to put yourself first and you have to put your mental health and your peace and all that stuff before other people, because you can't pour into people from an empty bucket. And I think a lot of us try to, and that's when we create even more hurt and even more pain. And so I would say if you were like, oh, maybe I'm the type of person that is bleeding all over people, like I just, you know, didn't even realize that what I went through was still affecting me so much, and I'm now self-sabotaging all my friendships, I would say part of that is acknowledging that. And I think that's even a huge step. And even having conversations with those people and being like, I am so sorry. Like, I did not realize that I was not fully over the situation yet. And because of that, I just want you to know that anything that I've done or said was not out of ill intention, but, you know, I am just going through it. And I'm sure the person will be very understanding. But I would say, even acknowledging that, like, crap, maybe I am that person, I think something that, you know, yeah. And it's interesting because I'm very aware that everybody's going through things, but I think sometimes we don't realize how severe a lot of the things people are facing are and how much it can affect, like, their daily lives and the way that they interact with people or interact with, you know, themselves and all those different things. And I think it's important just to realize that, like, be aware of who you let around you, because you also don't want to take sudden hits to your progress. I know I said healing isn't linear. However, if you are a healed person or in the process of being healed, continuously surrounding yourself by sick people, and I say that in quotes because I don't think people are sick if they're going through something, but you guys get the analogy I'm trying to make, like, you're gonna get sick again. And so I think, yeah, just be really careful who you surround yourself with and who you let into your life, because I think it has a lot bigger of an effect on us than we realize. But yeah. Yeah, so remind yourself that all the time, is that people sometimes, and I always say, like, they always say hurt people, but I don't think that's like an excuse, and I don't. But I think just having that level of understanding that, like, it's probably not you. It's probably not the what you did or what you said or what you didn't do. Like, typically people are just hurting and they don't know how to, you know, heal and move forward without hurting other people in the process of that. And that's wrong. I don't think you should be subject to another person's pain because they don't know how to, you know, work through it. So yeah, that's what I was going to say. These last two are really important to me. And I think these are two things that I've been working through. But yeah, so I would say the first thing is it's okay to be alone. I think we have this idea that if we're not constantly with somebody or constantly with our friends or constantly doing something, like, that there's something wrong with us or that we're not good enough or whatever the case is. But I just want to remind you that being alone is a part of life. You're going to be alone with yourself and your thoughts for a very long time. And I think you should enjoy your company. I think you should take time to truly understand who you are. I think a lot of us, like, when we're in an interview or something, one of the hardest questions for us to answer is, like, tell me about yourself. And not just the things that you write on your resume or your cover level, but, like, who are you? And I think if we cannot answer that question with a level of confidence and we don't know who we are, I think it's time to take more time to ourselves. And I think, I feel like I'm such a grandma because I feel like I'm always home. But I think I found myself, especially within the past couple of weeks, like, feeling very, like, very isolated and feeling like there was some, well, there's a difference between isolation and loneliness. I do want to say that. I think I was isolated. And because I was isolated, I was feeling lonely. And I felt like there was something wrong with me because I was always by myself, or I was always doing something by myself and all that stuff. And I think one thing that I realized a couple weeks ago is, like, I really want to enjoy my own company. I want to learn to enjoy my own company and do things by myself, whether it's grocery shopping or going on walks or going to the gym and all that stuff. Like, I want to be able to fully enjoy that process without feeling any guilt or any shame for not having somebody with me. But I found myself feeling really bad about myself when I was alone. And I didn't like that. I didn't like that I thought that my loneliness was somehow a reflection of my self-worth, but I did. And I had to kind of talk myself out of that and talk, you know, realize that, like, it's okay. It's okay to not have your life filled with people 24/7. But I think also one thing that was also talked about in the Psychology of Your 20s podcast is how oftentimes a lot of us will just fill our plate with so many things so we don't even realize that we're alone. And I think I am doing so much right now, and a lot of it I'm very happy to be doing, but I still have time, like, to be alone and all that stuff. But I think sometimes I'll say yes to things that I really don't need to say yes to simply because I don't want to be alone, or I don't want to allow myself to sit with the thought that I am lonely. But I think also on that similar note is you could be in a room full of people and still feel very alone. And I think a lot of that stems from, like, not feeling fully seen in those environments or kind of feeling like an outsider. I think that's something that I've definitely struggled with. And Yeah, it sucks to be in a room full of people who you like genuinely care about, and you still feel so isolated and you still feel so alone. And I think that's something that we've probably all dealt with. And it's like, how do you talk about it? Like, how do you tell somebody, like, I know we're with each other, but I just feel so alone. Like, that doesn't make, it doesn't make the most sense, if that makes sense. Like, it's very hard to approach somebody and, like, talk to somebody about that. But yeah, that's kind of something I've been working through the past couple weeks, is just understanding that, like, it's okay to be alone. It's okay to enjoy your own company. And it's, there will be times in which you're in a room full of people and you still feel alone. That probably is more of a indication that, like, the connections that you have around you maybe are very surface level, or maybe you're masking. Maybe you're like, I feel so alone, but it's because nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody knows how you're doing, or whatever the case is. Like, you've chosen to isolate yourself. And I was saying isolation and loneliness are different. I feel like isolation is intentionally placing yourself away from people, typically because you don't want them to see what's going on. I think loneliness or being alone is simply just being by yourself. And I don't think that being by yourself is a bad thing at all. I think it's actually very pretty. I was going to take myself out to brunch last week, and then I was like, no, like, I don't want to be sitting there alone. Like, people are going to feel sorry for me. And I know we've all, like, seen that, like, whether it's like an old man or woman or somebody, like, sitting at a coffee shop by themselves or, like, eating dinner by themselves, and they look very happy and content, but for whatever reason, because they're alone, we're like, oh, that's so sad. Like, no. They could truly just be enjoying their own company, and that's something that we should all do, because unfortunately, like, life is filled with a lot of loss and a lot of coming and going of people. And I think in the process of that, you typically just have yourself. And I think you should, I think, like I've said, like, it's an honor to get to know you and be a part of your life. And I think we should treat ourselves in that way, if that makes sense. Okay. And next, things I thought I'd figure it out by now is, the world will try and steal your joy, but don't let it. I think this is one that I'll probably talk about a little bit more in depth, but a situation had happened and I was like really just distraught, because I was like, gosh, like, I thought we were over this. I thought, you know, I thought I was like immune to this, if that makes sense. I thought this is something that I had just figured out. And I realized I didn't have it figured out, and that this situation affecting me didn't necessarily mean that I was weak or whatever. Like I say, these all connect to each other. But I was very much, I didn't know what to do. I was like going crazy. And I remember having the thought, I was like, I could just be like alone, be by myself, never talk to anybody, just do what I need to do. You know, go to school, go to my classes, do that, like, not make any genuine connections with people, simply just be, you know, with my, like, be very isolating, but also just be with the people I know, like, don't try and branch out, like, don't be nice, like, you can't trust anybody. And so I started going through this process in my brain of being like, I can just be with me, I can just be by myself, I don't need anybody, I can do all these different things. And I think when, like, tough things happen in life, it's really easy to be like, oh, like, forget everybody. Let me just do me. And I realize that's essentially like the point. I think when people do things to you or whatever, oftentimes they're trying to get a reaction like that out of you so that it can further prove their point. Like, see, look what I said about this person. Like, they're doing exactly that. Like, if I was like, I could just be mean to everybody, I could just, you know, do all these different things, which sounds weird. And if you guys do a little of the context, I think you would understand. But I was just going through this battle of being like, I'm so done. Like, why just all these different things keep happening to me and yada, yada, yada. And I think that situation tried to steal my joy. And I was walking home one day and I had my headphones in and I was like thinking all these things. And I was like, Lily, what are you doing? And I almost just broke down on the sidewalk walking home, because I was like, finally that voice like came back and it was just like, what are you doing? Like, don't you understand this is exactly the reaction that these people want out of you? Don't you understand that this is exactly how they're expecting you to react to the situation? And by giving in to those feelings of, let me just be terrible to everybody but the people who I know and I trust, you're doing exactly what they predicted you were going to. And as crazy as it is, I think even when the world is mean to us, even when the world is unfair and things happen in our lives
it's a superpower to decide that you're not going to let that steal your joy. I think even when things are very, very tough, there are still so many things to be grateful for. There's still so many things to look forward to. And if I let that one situation, like, yeah, it sucked, but if I let that one situation dictate the amount of joy that I experience, I'm giving the people exactly what they want. And so it sounds easy. It's easier said than done, but the world will try and steal your joy, but don't let it. It's okay to have your moments of, you know, not being joyful. It's okay of having your moments of being sad and being angry at the world, but don't let it harden your heart. And I think you will be okay. And I think this goes with everything. I've said this once, I'll say it a million times. There are so many things that you thought were going to take you out in your life that didn't. You're still here, you're still standing, you're still pushing. And so I would just say, surround yourself with people who remind you that, like, even in the darkest days, there's still something to look forward to. And I think that's very dramatic. Or to me, at least me saying it, feels a little bit dramatic. But I truly, truly believe that. Like, do not let the world steal your joy. There's so much to look forward to. There's so much to push through. And I always used to say that joy would be my default. But I feel like in days like this, joy has not been my default. And that's okay. But I'm not going to let, you know, situations continuously steal my happiness and continuously steal my joy. And I think life is going to go on. You know, this moment right now may not feel like the best, but there's so much coming in the future. There's so much joy on the other side of that. And yeah, just be kind to yourself and take time to yourself. And it's okay to take a step back. It's okay to, you know, take time to just truly realize that, like, you will be fine. But yeah, those are kind of a few things that I thought I figured out by now, but I didn't. And you know, life is all about growing. It's all about pushing through. It's all about sitting sometimes. Sometimes you just need to sit still. And yeah, I think just to really harp on that point, the process of healing is not linear. And sometimes a lot of these reminders, like me having to remind myself of these things the past couple weeks, I'm like, oh, Lily, you should have known that. But I think, like I said, you sometimes just need a little reminder, right? You just need a reminder to push through. But kind of just relating this back to the whole point of the podcast, what is Remix Reality about, right? And I talked about this, I think, pretty well in the introduction episode, but I think that's essentially part of it, right? This whole idea that, just going back to the last point, is like there's so many things in life. Like if you look at your life and your current circumstances, you probably will not be the happiest, right? There's probably some things that, like the cards that life has handed you or different things like that, that are showing a not very promising future. And I guess the purpose of that this podcast is to push through those barriers and create your own reality, create the life that you want, right? And like I said, my current reality may not be the prettiest, right? But if I am delusional enough and I work hard enough to the point where I'm creating the life that I want, like I think I'll be truly happy. That makes sense. Whatever happiness looks for you. But I feel like we all hold the tools and the power to create the life that we want to live. I think even when there's structural, you know, changes and structural systemic things that are holding us back, like I'm just crazy. And I think that we can still push through it even when life doesn't look like it. And so I plan on remixing my reality and changing it and creating the life that I want. And I think even if I tried, even if I, you know, 10 years down the line, my life isn't exactly what I want it to look like, but knowing that I took the steps to heal, I took the steps to grow, I took the steps to unlearn some things and to learn new things and surround myself with people who genuinely love me and want the best for me. If I even attempted, right, to create this new life that I want or this reality of a life that I want, then I will be proud of myself for that. And so I guess mixed reality isn't about getting it perfect, but I think it's about getting your foot in the door and trying to create that life for yourself. And sometimes it, you know, takes you sitting down and realizing, oh crap, there's a lot of terrible mindsets that I have that I need to unpack. There's a lot of situations that I thought I was over that apparently I'm not. And sometimes it really just takes you stepping outside your comfort zone. It takes you advocating for yourself, right? It takes you being vulnerable to people. It takes you having the very hard truth, the very hard realization that not everybody in your life is going to like you. Right? Remixing your reality also means understanding that there's going to be doors that are closed in your face. There's going to be situations that, you know, just aren't for you, but then you have to remind yourself that you are only going to walk through doors that are meant for you. However, if you're sitting down and you're never getting up to go walk towards those doors, you're never going to even get a door open. And so I think it's a part of understanding that life can be cruel and life can be, you know, not the greatest, but despite that, we still have to push through. Despite, you know, the things going on in the world and stuff like that, it's okay to acknowledge that. It is, and it's important too, because I think we've become really desensitized to a lot of things, which is terrible. But I think part of that is also getting up. It's getting up and creating that life. One thing I also learned about myself this past couple weeks is I am not a it is what it is type of person. If I see something that is wrong, I don't care how long it's been wrong for, we're going to figure it out and we're going to fix it. And I think my passion can get me in trouble a lot of times, but I think knowing that I stood up and knowing that I said something when I saw injustice, I think to me is more important than being retaliated against. And yeah, I don't care how long a system's been broken, we're going to fix it, right? If you show me that something is wrong, like, oh yeah, this has been broken for about 30 years, but you know, we just kind of use it broken. No. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I'm not the type of person that is going to leave things broken. And so I realized that this week. And I think that's a quality of myself I'm very proud of. I think it takes a lot to scare me, if that makes sense. Like, I am not really scared of adults as I'm an adult, but like people above me, I'm not really scared of people in high positions or stuff like that. I'm doing research right now and somebody has said, are you afraid that like this person's going to retaliate against you? I'm like, please. Yeah, go ahead. We'll see. I just, you know, I realize that life is too short. I mean, we're going to die anyways. That's the, you know, very real truth. And so if I lived a life that I'm proud of and I pushed through and I constantly defied the odds and I stood up for those who couldn't stand up for themselves or I stood up for myself, I think that will be one hell of a life to have lived than continuing to be complicit to nonsense. And so I'm very proud of that. That is one thing that I did figure out by now, is I think because the way that I grew up and because some things that I experienced when I was younger, I'm just the type of person that can't hold my tongue. Like, I have to say something. And like I said, sometimes it gets me in trouble. But I think typically, you know, when I do it properly and when I'm not too stressed, I'm able to invoke change. And that was kind of a little bit of a tangent, but I do think that, yeah, life can be cruel, it can be beautiful, it can be everything in between. And I think some of the most important things is just understanding that you're not alone in this process. Everybody is going through something. And I think if we were a lot more vulnerable with each other in that, the world would be a lot better of a place. But I want to say thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Remix Reality Podcast. I hope you learned something from the things that I thought I had figured out by now, but I apparently have not. And this list will continue to grow. You know, there's things I wake up every single day. I thought I knew this, didn't, you know? And I hope that you guys learned something with today's podcast episode. Or you just needed these gentle reminders. Because a lot of these things I've learned, I've heard, but I just, sometimes I forget about them and they're just in the back of my mind. And then I'm, you know, mad at myself when I am not doing okay, but I realize, you know, it'll be okay. And so I don't know what you're going through or all those different things, but I want you to know that this too will pass and you will be okay. And I hope you have people around you who are reminding you that constantly. But if nobody else is, know that I am. And so my DMs are always open. I love, you know, doing little advice sessions. I'll send you a voice memo. You can send me a voice memo because Lord knows I need help too. So anyways, thank you for listening to this episode of Remix Reality Podcast. A couple things. The bio for what you want to hear or the Google form is in the Instagram bio. So go ahead and fill that out. You could always DM me as well. Also, listen to the Psychology of Your 20 podcast. That podcast is chef's kiss, 10 out of 10. Would recommend. I think a lot of the healing that I'm doing is actually coming from some of the revelations that she's sharing with us. So definitely log on to that as well. And also just know you're not alone. Yeah, I love you guys. I love this community we've built. Every time somebody texts me or tells me about a podcast episode, I want to cry. So thank you guys so, so much. And if you think a friend could benefit from this episode, send it to them. Just be like, hey, I think you need to listen. Watch one of my friends send it to me. Be like, hey, you said this, but you're not following it. But anyways, thank you guys so, so much. And I will see you. Well, I won't see you, but I will be there in episode 17 of Remix Reality Podcast. I love you guys. Have an amazing... I always sing at the end of the podcast. I didn't do it today, but not today. Anyways, I love you guys, and I will see you guys in a couple days. Bye-bye.